The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn the latest in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
This is Jordan Casteller with Search and Social.
Hi, this is Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And Cindy Crum with Rank Mobile.
Thanks for joining us today. We got lots of exciting things on the rise. We got a great guest that's going to be joining us today. He's an iPhone developer. He's going to be telling us about his experience with the iPhone applications that he's developed and his experience getting those applications approved in the iTunes App Store and giving some great advice to iPhone application marketers and developers on how you can create great iPhone applications. So it'll be good to have Davide on the show today. We got a great lineup here. We got some a great line of news to bring to you, and we're going to start off with Kim Duszynski giving us the mobile tech minute of the day. Go ahead, Kim.
Great. Hey, the tech minute is about a site called Dropcard, DropCard. The web address is actually mydropcard, mydropcard. And what you can do with Dropcard is you go in and create your profile and you put in all your contact information. So the idea is that you can use a text message to send an email to someone with all of your contact information. So if you're out at an event and maybe instead of handing someone a business card that they're going to lose, or you could do this in addition to a business card, what you do is you grab your phone and after you've set up your drop card, and then you just send in a text message to their short code, which is 77950, with their email address. And it will send your contact information to their email. And you can include things like your name, your address, your phone, all of your social networking profiles, your websites. It's just a really great tool. And I was doing it this week. I was at a lunch, and everyone was just amazed, and they thought it was the coolest thing. So it's a really neat, free, fun way to make use of technology, text messaging in particular, to tie into something that people are really used to already with their email. And so just a really cool tool.
And when it comes into your email, Kim, does it come in like something that you can add as an Outlook contact?
Yes, it comes in with a vCard. So yes, you can just click a button and it goes right into Outlook. So it makes it super easy for people.
That's pretty super cool, handy.
Yeah, that almost replaces the traditional business card there.
And then yeah. I can't use them.
Right, exactly. And you look like a real technological whiz because you're text messaging to their email. So it's a really cool deal. They have an upgraded premium feature for $4.99 a month where you can include your logo and get some stats and things like that. But the free version is pretty robust. And you can also have a personal version as well. So you can put all your business stuff in one contact, and then you can have a personal one, which would maybe have some different information. So you could do the same thing if you're, you know, meeting up with a friend or something. You could
dating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm so far out of the dating loop. I don't know how that works. Yeah, it would work great for dating, too.
Here's my number.
That'd be cool if you could, sync up the phones via Bluetooth or something like that and just, you know, kind of transmit your information over without even getting an email address or anything like that. Maybe that's something we'll see in the future. I don't know.
Actually, I've read about companies doing that, but also doing it with QR codes where you get a little QR code like on a conference badge, you know, because they're already doing that with the QR codes to scan you into the room. that you can like use your phone to scan the QR code on someone's badge and it gets your information as a V-card as well.
So now we're not only looking at each other's chests, we're taking our phones and holding them up to each other. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Anyway, so there you go. That's the tech minute of the day, mydropcard.com.
That's cool. Easy to monetize, too. Wow. Okay.
Very much so. I mean, well, they're already doing it with the $4.99 subscription, right?
Yeah. Wait, I'm not done with the tech minute of the day. We have to do a two-minute tech minute of the day.
Okay.
I have more questions. Kim, did this one, when you send the text message, is it regular text messaging rates or is it premium text messaging? Like, every time I send mine, is it going to cost me $2?
Oh, no, it's regular. Yeah, regular. It's just regular standard message rates apply.
I'm so in. I want to help these guys monetize their product because I think we can make them a bunch of money.
Totally. Join us after the break for more Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm.
Go behind the scenes of Mobile Presence with their Facebook fan page. Search for Mobile Presence Podcast on Facebook now.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com show me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog, too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some into your website. Just visit referback.com.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Hey, Jan, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
SEOseek.com is your one-stop site for everything SEO. From search engine marketing to pay-per-click management, SEOseek.com delivers high-quality SEO services at affordable prices. SEOseek.com can help you with SEO analysis, monthly reports, title and meta tag optimization, email support, and so much more. Want to keep your SEO in-house? Let our professional trainers teach SEO to your staff. Get a free quote and a free competitive analysis today at SEOseek.com.
Career considerations with Penelope Trunk. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Thanks for everyone for joining us back here at Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. With us right now, we have our guest, Davide Di Cello. Is that how you pronounce it, Davide?
Yep, Davide Di Cello, correct.
Di Cello. Davide is a app developer for iPhone applications, and he's going to be telling us about his experience and some applications that he's developed, and I know he's had some experience with the iTunes App Store actually turning down one of his apps that he created. So, Davide, why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, about last year, I think it was November, December, I submit like this kind of controversial application. It was a shotgun simulator, and they didn't approve it. It took like a couple of months to tell me that it didn't have enough functionality. And that would happen like that happened after they approved like fart application. So I was kind of pissed and I kind of wrote them back. But last week they started approving all the shotguns and other armory application, and it's been pretty good.
How many downloads have you had?
I had about, looking at today, about 36,000 downloads in about a week.
36,000 downloads in a week?
Yes.
That's pretty good. So how were you promoting it, other than just getting it live on the web? Were you promoting it from another website, or were you doing PPC to drive traffic, or
okay,
anything like
mostly
that?
Of my promotion has been done through social media, Twitter especially, because a lot of iPhone users, or at least a lot of Twitter users, also use iPhone, so it was pretty straightforward as a choice. And also, of course, Facebook and other sites that review the applications, I tried to get in there. I got some contacts with a few Italian online magazine that reviewed the application, and same thing for here in the United States. I didn't have a chance to get into the bigger website here in the States, so they kind of penalized me, but considering that, actually I'm pretty happy with the result. I'm think 33rd or 34th today on the entertainment category, so I can be happy with that. It could have been better, but I'm pretty happy with the result.
So let me make sure I understand. So it actually did make it into the App Store, it just got, they pushed back once and you had to make some changes?
Yeah, okay. In average, an application is taking about 4 or 5 days if there is no problem. In 4 or 5 days, usually they tell you yes or not. And usually the not is because of technical problems. They want to make sure that everything works, that if your application requires like an internet connection, if that internet connection is not there, the old phone doesn't crash or stuff like that. So usually 4 or 5 days is what is the time required. And in this case, it took like 2 months the first time to reject it, and then 2 months again to accept it. But I think it's more like it taking time so their lawyer can figure it out that gun simulator were like fine to have on the iPhone.
Okay. And how long did it take to develop?
2 days.
Just 2 days?
Yes. iPhone applications are not that complicated, actually. And I recently had a presentation at PowerCamp Miami where I was explaining, like, you have to play this smart. You can create really simple application in a very short amount of time and have, like, huge revenues or, like, huge results. And just keep it simple to the bone. But at the same time, it's enough to add just a little bit of, you know, more features or more stuff, and they become like huge projects, super expensive, and takes a lot of time to develop them. So you just need to play smart in this case.
Wow.
So simple is better then with iPhone apps.
Yeah, simply because the lifespan of most of the application is pretty short. I think my iPhone application, I mean, the iShoddy, you play with your friend, you shoot them, they download the application, they shoot you back, and you make a laugh, and you have fun, and that's it. Maybe you will use it another time, but how long are you going to use it? And so you really need to keep the expenses low, because it's easy to fail, because there are like 300,000 applications on the store that probably there are other 100 that do the same thing you do. So you either come with something very unique and that stays on time, so like, I don't know, Twitter IFIC or like a Twitter client or your bank client. In that case, you keep using it, and you can, even if you give it away for free, you can make money with advertising and other techniques. But most of the application, like games and or like entertainment things, the lifespan is really, really short. It's like a matter of like 3-4 days.
Would you say it's more competitive in the entertainment section?
I think on entertainment section,
yeah,
you can read about the big shots, like mm-hmm. The fart application, the iSteam application that made $40,000 in 2 days. You can read about these things on the entertainment category because they're simply more viral usually. Like, again, think about mine. It's viral because if I have an iPhone and I shoot at you, and you have an iPhone, the first thing you want to do is download the same application so you can shoot me back. And the same is working for I mean, this, most of these applications, they come out for free. They're very simple. It's really like a second of fun that you just want to download because your friend has it or because you saw it on TV or you read the blog news. Other category, very competitive, actually is games. But that's another, it's all another deal because the complexity of games, you really need a lot of resources to create something worth of being paid maybe like $10, you know, and have success. Otherwise, you keep to create something small, but at the same time, you won't be able to compete with the big giants. Because remember that in category like games, you have big players like, I mean, game houses that produce games for like PlayStation and Nintendo, another platform. So it's even tougher there.
So right now, Davide, are you monetizing your application through ads, or is it a paid application?
I shot it right now, it's free. And simply because I knew that if I was asking for money, I wouldn't have so many downloads. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just want to have like the adrenaline of being like in the top chart. And can, you know, I can tell your friends you have like 4,000 downloads, 40,000 downloads and of your application. I'm monetizing another application I have about 20 applications on the store right now. And there are like many, many other that will be launched in the next couple of weeks. And but they follow in a total different business model. They are like a simpler application. Mostly there are games. Some are like small games or like trivia, or I create a network of backgrounds for iPhone, and they don't have a lot of sales. They don't have the same numbers of iShoddy, but they're actually for sale and people buy them. So they guarantee me that the low constant income that I can use to create new projects and so like scale it up. And sometimes one of them explodes, like it happens with my Simpson application. It was a Simpson trivia called Ask Homer, and it has been in the top 20. Actually, it was always around like 10 position in the trivia category, and it was putting up good numbers. So I was very happy with it until like Fox called me and told me that I had like 7 days to pull the application down. But that application was very profitable and it was very simple.
So, Davi,
I hate to break it to you, but you're in for a big surprise. 5 years from now, Jane, who's resigning today, will ring the NASDAQ bell, officially launching her company on the public market. And what you'll soon realize is that Jane stole your most valuable data to start her new company on her way out the door. Learn how Code 42 Insider can stop data theft and protect your organization's most valuable assets. Visit code42.com. to learn more.
Hey, are you working with other companies? Like if someone needed an iPhone app developed, could you help them? And if you could, can you give us some maybe a range of how long or how much or what it would take? Because I know
Right now I'm partnering with the latest project. I can reveal the company yet, but it's a startup in Miami. And we are going to launch several dozens of applications in the next two, three months. So, and I'm always open to this kind of collaboration because it's very applications, especially reference and trivia and other things like this. They always need like a lot of content, and as in website content is king. So it's. If somebody comes with like good content, we can maybe, you know, box it in the right way and sell it. Can you hear me?
If you can offer a piece of advice to iPhone developers out there, what would be that one piece of advice that you could give, whether it's in regards to marketing or developing the application itself?
I would say keep it simple. Get it out fast. It's very, very easy to fail. Fail. Mm-hmm. The fail rate is very high. And always remember that even if you think this is the coolest thing ever, that doesn't mean that the other 12 million of iPod Touch and iPhone users will think so. So keep it simple, because you want to, instead of having like one big shot, it's better have a lot of small shots and, you know, hit the target with those.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time, Davide. Does anyone else have any more questions for him?
Oh, sorry. Can you give everyone your email address? So, or would you mind? So people who are interested in developing iPhone apps can contact you, or maybe your Twitter name or something?
Sure. Well, my Twitter account is Davide DiCillo, and it's DavideDiCillo. And you can check out my site and contact me through that, and it's 39allspelledout.com, and you can find me through that.
Thank you, Davide. We appreciate your information.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Friend Finder, the world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at FriendFinder.com.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic. With over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield, their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search, abcsearch.com.
Join Marketing to Women expert Maria Retan as she chats with those in the know so your business can grow. Purse Strings, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Just had a great guest on here today, Davide DiCillo, who was an iPhone app developer, and he gave us some great tips and insights, so we enjoyed having him. Right now, we're going to give you some mobile news brought to you by Cindy Crum. Go ahead and take it away, Cindy.
Okay, so the first news story that I have for this week is kind of scary. It's about a worm that's hit the Symbian handsets. I guess it's spread via text message, and it totally incapacitates your mobile phone. It's called YXE. I don't know how you would pronounce that, but that's how it's spelled, YXE. And it actually, it has a valid certificate that appears to be signed by Symbian. And what it does, it installs flawlessly, since it's got that certificate, on any Symbian device that's running S60 third edition. And they're saying that it might go on to other phones too. And what it does when it's on your phone is it harvests all the phone numbers from your address book and then sends out text messages that do the exact same thing. So once your friends get the text message, then it installs on their phone and cripples their phone right after it sends itself out to everyone in their address book. So that's a kind of scary problem.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah. So the trick with that is the way that it actually works is when it sends you a text message, it sends you a link. And so the trick is if you get a text message with a link, even if it's from a friend, kind of be wary and don't necessarily click on it just because it's from a friend. So that's the first scary news story.
That is scary.
Let's see, another one, SMS scams are cleaning out consumers' bank accounts. This is kind of the same thing, malicious kind of people sending out text messages about account balances to people that they know have text message deals with their bank and getting people to give out account numbers, stuff like that. So be careful of that. It's kind of a sad week in terms of the nefarious mobile people out there. What did you have?
Do you have any good news for us today, Cindy?
I have some good news, but I know you have news too. What did you want to talk about?
I'm just joking with you here. There's some good articles here on Marketing Pilgrim. There was one talking, it's titled Mobile Internet, a Necessity or a Luxury? And it says the mobile platform is becoming more and more part of people's lives every day. There was a Nielsen study conducted, and it says, what exactly are users using mobile internet for? And in this survey, in this Nielsen study, it says 71% are using data services to connect to the internet, 61% are using mobile data services for email, and 56% are using it for multimedia messaging services. So there are a lot of people gaining traction more and more connecting to the internet via mobile devices. There's another Marketing Pilgrim ad called Mobile Ad Stick, and it's talking about how mobile ads are really beneficial. There was a study released by eMarketer talking about how mobile ads perform. And just to read you a few bullets off this article, it says 41% of iPhone users recalled the ads that they saw on their phones versus 33% on non-iPhone users. This can be compared to TV, which has 10% recall rates, or streaming video with 21%, and podcasts with 68% recall rates. It also says one-third of mobile users who recalled an ad responded to it in some way. And mobile ads are most likely viewed if they're text messages. So it's pretty powerful in the mobile market right now as far as mobile advertising, and I'd like to see which direction that takes off to in the future.
Yeah, those are some pretty good statistics. Do you guys have a hard time getting mobile statistics? I know when I need statistics, it's killer. Just not enough people are doing research to get us like good, reliable set of statistics and demographics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
is that your experience?
Yeah, it's tough. I think more and more people are starting to do more surveys and studies, though, on the mobile market, and that information is going to be much more pervasive in the future, though.
Yeah, I find it's a little difficult to figure out if they're worldwide statistics or just U.S. or North America. So sometimes it's hard for me to say, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges? Or, you know, it's a little, that's what's difficult for me.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I found some good news. Good news for an interesting news for especially Jordan and I, because it's about mobile SEO, and that is that it's reported, it's not for sure yet, but it's reported that Vodafone may swap out Google for Yahoo as its default search provider in Europe. So what that means is that Vodafone had a deal with Google, and that's going to expire this year, and so they're kind of searching and trying to decide who's going to be the next one. Now, Yahoo already reaches 85 million wireless subscribers worldwide, and it has partnerships with 70 operators and OEM, but it'd be pretty big for Yahoo. And I know they're struggling really hard to keep the foothold in the mobile market. Google still has the lion's share of the mobile search, and Yahoo's trying really hard Well, and Yahoo, you know, Yahoo is already working with AT&T in the United States and T-Mobile as the default search engine, and the carriers just kind of switch every couple of years. I remember when T-Mobile was working with MSN, now MSN is working with Verizon, so it's kind of, you know, a ring around the rosy. People, it goes to the highest bidder or you know, whatever. These deals are kind of hard to predict.
Yeah, it seems like they're always shuffling, and I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. So I think we're going to see that a lot in the future.
Yeah, it makes it hard to know which operating system the search engine is going to have to work on, and hard for marketers to know, you know, where their stuff is going to be seen, if they're working with Yahoo or Google or things like that. So let's see, more good news. Kim, do you have any news today?
No, I'm news-free today.
You're news-free? Okay, so I have some more fun news. Two things. First off, this is exciting for me. So Skyfire is saying that they're adding live video streaming to their mobile browser. So Skyfire is one of the newer mobile browsers, and it's getting really good reviews because it ends up having pretty fast downloads, and it can actually already, before they announced this, before they announced the streaming, it could actually run Flash, even though the iPhones can't and a bunch of phones can't run Flash. If you download Skyfire, it can. So Skyfire, which it'll allow Windows Mobile and Symbian phones to stream live video to their browsers. It'll support Flash 10 and Silverlight, which is the video platform that's come out from MSN. And you can stream things like video, TV, radio programming. So potentially you could stream us. That'd be pretty cool. And it's going to be automatically in your list of bookmarks. And it's called Ustream, or Ustream.tv is the streaming platform. So that's pretty exciting. I think that'll be cool.
That's huge news. That's a great breakthrough. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if people can stream us. That's exciting for me.
Yeah.
All right. So my last bit of news is about the BlackBerry. So we've had a lot of talk going on about how cool all the apps in the iPhone store are. And, of course, our guest later on is going to talk about iPhone apps. But RIM is just getting ready to launch their own app store. And it's going to be called App World, and it was previously going to be billed as App Center, but they changed the name. It's App World. And it's going to be for BlackBerry smartphones that are version 4.2 and higher. You have to have the BlackBerry operating system. You have to have a trackball or a touch screen. So the old scrolly wheel iPhones won't work with the App Store. They're going to be free apps, but they don't have the 99-cent apps like the iPhone. The iPhone does, because RIM is saying that the cheapo apps are giving it kind of apps a bit of a bad name. So they set their price floor at $299, and apps go from anywhere from $299 to $999.99, or they're free. But there's no 99 cents. There's no, you know, $1.50 apps. The lowest price is, if it's not free, it's $3. And you have to pay with it with PayPal. So they're working with kind of a mobile version of PayPal to help people download these apps to their BlackBerries. Maybe
so. What do you mean you still have a BlackBerry, Kim? Are you trying to upgrade to the iPhone soon, or what are your intentions with that?
I probably should upgrade.
Well, that was Cindy. My mobile crush is on the Palm Pre. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, okay. That should be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Palm has another phone coming out that I was reading about this morning, too. So Palm is doing some really cool stuff. And I know people who have Trios are really, really loyal Trio users. Once you get a Trio, it's hard to go back, I've heard. But I've heard the same thing about the iPhone. But, yeah, I need to upgrade. I play with everyone's phones, but I keep waiting for the next, the next best thing. And yeah. I think, especially with the iPhones, you know, the first gen was buggy. The second generation still kind of buggy. You know, I'm holding out on the iPhone, honestly, until I can copy and paste. Crucial.
Yeah.
For me. and
you
until
they jailbreak it.
I know, but I don't have time to jailbreak things.
You don't have time to jailbreak.
The thing with the SIM card is also kind of irritating. You know, they give you a SIM card, but it can't use a SIM card that's for anything other than the iPhone. So I would have to re-enter every single contact that I've got in my phone, and mm-hmm. I'm not about to do that.
You have way too many friends for that.
Way too many friends. I suppose I could do it through the web somehow, but I just need something that's simple. I think that's how I got into mobile marketing in the first place, was it was so darn complicated, and I'm just a complainer.
Okay, well, wait for the iPhone 4G, then. Maybe they'll have a copy and paste then.
Yeah, they better.
I hope you enjoyed our guest, Davide Cello, talk about iPhone applications and the news and the tech minute that we had today. Join us next time on Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm, and we'll see you next time. This is your host, Jordan Casteller with Search and Social.
Kim Duszynski, Mobile Marketing Profits.
And Sadie Crum from Rank Mobile.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Sure, you may be able to hear just how crispy the McDonald's Crispy Juicy Tender Chicken Sandwich is, but that's just the beginning. The full Crispy Juicy Tender experience comes after you take your first bite. But why stop there? Order ahead on the app and get medium fries and soft drink for free. Now that's a deal that tastes even better than it sounds.
Valid 8:30 to 9:19, 10:11 to 10:31, and 11:22 to 12:12:21. Valid one time per week. McDonald's app download and registration required.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.